Beloved Master, I was very touched by satsang yesterday when Ayman laid at your feet and you said that no ego wants to bow down. Then I started to cry. And when you were talking about finding a master, I could not stop crying. And there had been almost no tears in the whole crying week. I have often been more used to just sitting silently and watching thoughts and feelings. But now I could feel how good this love is. This brought up how to combine this part of love and meditation and where to put the focus. Can this trying to sit and meditate also be a hindrance to melt sometimes? Yes. It can, because it's a doing. And you must have an idea of what meditation is. Meditation is to be total in the moment. And you've been trying to force yourself, which is very normal. But you don't need to force. You should cry and laugh and dance and play your music and be happy. Dance it. You have to let go of all ideas what meditation is. I guess the problem is that I really haven't felt meditation, but I feel sitting helps me to be centered and focused. Yes. Sitting silently, doing nothing, which is the easiest of all things, that is meditation. But because you are not easy, it's very difficult to just sit. And especially for modern man. So in my experience, meditation for most people comes after they have cleaned out of their tensions, their feelings, their garbage, their restlessness. Look here how easy meditation happens. It's very difficult just to sit. Your body is tense, your mind is tense, your feelings are tense, your emotions are tense, everything is tight. How can you find peace? So my suggestion is, or just be a little more playful, which is no happening by itself. And you have touched this love. And that is a sign in itself. This whole week was just a preparation to open to yourself and to me. And that's how easy it is when you are open. No? You were caught on guard. And I managed to get in there because you weren't just sitting meditating. That's the problem I have with many of my so-called yogis. Trying desperately to just forget yourself a bit. Get out of the way. And also, why try to sit and meditate? You haven't felt meditation. Meditation comes when it comes. It is like love. You couldn't do anything. It came and visited you. But this miracle of discipleship. You just tasted so easily, you know. You've been trying also, trying to cry. But when this, just this line, when I said, no ego wants to bow down, you started to cry. Something got touched, no? You understood, not with your head, but with your heart. Yes, this is true. And that is how the Master touches you. There's no other way to see if a Master is right for you or not. Only when he touches you, that you have no control over. It is not what he says, or how he behaves, or what he does. No, it's how he touches you. If you feel this sacredness in yourself, if you feel silence, if you feel love, devotion, that's the science, nothing else. It's not the doing, it's not the studying. Now I could feel how good this love is. Yes. You have to taste it. And drop all this effort in meditation, because you are not that type. You are more a devotee, a lover. Relax. And be happy, very happy about it. Because effort is effort. And relaxation is relaxation. There's no way around it. So this is how you feel also, how it happened. And sit. If you get focused and centered, great. And suddenly you will come to that center also in your being, which is the same. It can come in many different ways. When you first have touched that core, it can come in many different ways. It's just existence that show you, no, something is start happening. You start opening. Thank you, Master, for your love, compassion. I have enjoyed this retreat very, very much, and to be involved in the kitchen and music recording has been very, very good. Thank you for showing me the way back to myself. I love you, Ojas. Yes, you never know when it's going to happen, Ojas. So my suggestion for you, which I think I mentioned before, and not only you, but all these lazy musicians that you have around you also. Forget a little bit more about meditation and make music meditation. You can be very meditative. That's the amazing thing with the guitar or with the keyboards. Like, every sound is like bang in the moment, bang in the moment, bang in the moment. On the tablet, boom, boom. I used to play the tablas also, every time, in the moment. Pa, 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 boom, 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 boom. And I'm still waiting for better recordings and CDs. It's like, I don't know, so slow. I mean, if you and Marpa is in charge, it's going to wait for eternity. Get it together. No, and the energy. There's so many nice singers and musicians. No, used opportunity, no. We have to use it. No, Lily is also Haryam. Then she will sing also for you. Even I can sing. in the Gita, it says, offering the inhaling breath into the outgoing breath, and offering the outgoing breath into the inhaling breath. The yogi neutralizes both these breaths. Thus, he releases the life force from the heart and brings it under his control. Means control is not the right word. It brings it into the moment. He becomes aware of it. That is the control of the yogi. He becomes aware of the moment. He wakes up. Such a simple technique. So you don't need to. I don't like to talk about all these different systems. Make it very easy. Because it's just mind food. Breath is enough. Awareness, breath, heartbeat, air, bird song, river song. Relax. Then suddenly you are there. Where is Pratyusha? Beloved, beautiful master. In my late 20s, I often went to the Bhagwan disco in the center of our city. What city was that?
Basel.
There was just one such a happy, there was such a happy atmosphere among those gentle sannyasins with the red clothes and the brown wooden malas around their necks. And of course, very good music. I went skiing with sannyasins and I read a book about being totally relaxed in the here and now in Pune. But I didn't really understand what it means to be a sannyasin. It never crossed my mind that I myself could go to Pune. My life was about raising a child as a single mother. It was not the time and I was not ready. Now I'm 65, my grandchildren are almost grown up, and finally I'm ready. There might not be the 12 plus 12 years left. That you don't need when you are ready. You did the preparation. That's the thing, many times when people are young, then they are still all the dreams. Life seems to go on forever. You have to become that, you have to study that, you want to have more money, you want to find the dream prince, you want to have children, family. No, you have done that. You have learned from life. And that is the natural way. If you go become wiser, then at the end of your life, you will automatically come back to meditation. You want to come back and find peace. Because that peace you can take with you. You will be happy for life, grateful for life. And this seed got planted long time ago. So now is the time. And when you are ready, don't need 12 years. When you are not ready, it's like you see your whole life went. You didn't understand. Now you understand. It's a mystery. Everybody has to walk their own way when that understanding happens, or that realization, or that love touches you, or that silence enters you. You don't know. And most people, it never happens. Life just goes. Yesterday you said, it's not about the serving, it is just an open house. So now I dare to humbly ask you for sannyas. Yes. here you have no 10 commandments or any rules or anything should be, because it is an open house. And many people, when they take sannyas, that is not sannyas either. Sannyas comes when you become more conscious, when you become more aware, when you realize, wow, this is it. When it takes you by surprise, you start crying. You get the touch of the master, of love, of grace, of God, of meditation. That is sannyas. You cannot do it. So maybe it happens when you get sannyas, maybe it happens after 10 years, nobody knows. Because people are totally in different steps of their evolution as such. Even though many, many around any mystic is not new on the path. So as you start coming back to yourself, you remember more and more. Of things that was totally forgotten. Grateful at your feet. I love you, Pratyusha. P.S. My name I got from a Samapan, a satsang master in Germany. Yes. My dear beloved Master Swa, when you shared in satsang about Hanuman's heart with nothing to hide, having only the Master inside, I got embarrassed because it feels like I have been holding back. And then I got some courage to write the letter to you. And then I realized I had been cooking on something for some time without knowing how to put it out. So now I will try. Like I said, Nandigan, to everybody, everything will come up. And sometimes it's a bit embarrassing. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes you get angry. Sometimes, no, I'm not understood. Sometimes this, oh, how can you say that? I have to annoy you. I have to embarrass you. And in reality, I don't do anything. I'm just sitting here talking the truth as it is. But if it's anything in you that needs to be embarrassed or get angry or get hurt, then it will happen. It's like I'm shooting one arrow to the target and then 40 people feel that I hit the target. Hello. I have nothing to do with it. You must feel like a target that, oh, no, don't hit me. Sometimes just one word and something clicks. You reflect. Humbleness. Oh, yes. So it's very good because the master, I'm saying, excuse me, I have to. This is the name of the game. I have to again and again push you so you go beyond your own ideas of who you are, your own limitations, so you can unburden yourself, so you can stand more up for yourself, so you can be more clean. Like when I shared in satsang about Hanuman's heart with nothing to hide, having only the master inside, I got embarrassed because I feel like I have been holding back. Yes, Like somebody else said, he got so touched when I said, it shouldn't be a speck of dust. So different sentences goes in. And when you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to hide. And you have to be naked. That's the work of the master. Because one day you will be naked in front of God, of existence. And if you have nothing to hide when you live, you have nothing to hide then. You will go in hallelujah instead of going in hiding. You have shared about having children before and that one needs to reach a certain point of awareness to go beyond the desire for it. I have been looking at this desire in me and being on this path has not changed it. It has been coming and going in waves in my whole life as long as I can remember. It feels deeply ingrained in my system on many levels and scares me because it involves so much. It feels like my body is longing to be pregnant, to breastfeed, and my system desires to embrace a child unconditionally, and something strong in me wishes to experience the role of being a mother. And the older I get, it seems like this is just getting stronger. That it is to be a woman, the body is made to be a mother, no? To carry a child. This is just how it is. But just like I said, my work is to be a midwife for you, not for the baby. This is just how things are. This is my job. The master is there, the mystic is there to try to wake you up, to give birth to yourself. To give birth to yourself, your true self. That is what I'm doing. And the master sees that we have been for thousands of generations. You have been getting children and families and the dreams and the circles. That is the way it's going. That is the survival of the planet. But there's something more. You can give birth to your own self that you never have done. But that is natural because the human body is made to make children and to be pregnant and to breastfeed, of course. Nothing wrong with that. No, I'm in a nice relationship and my body is soon reaching a certain critical age regarding this, so it feels like I have to look at it consciously now. I also feel that this has created a conflict inside of me. I feel embarrassed about this letter. No, don't you. This is the way how you solve this conflict. Because I will say, don't have any conflict. If you feel that, become a mother. No problem. This is how you feel. This is what you feel you have to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's a great responsibility. And if you can create a child that grows up, that becomes more happy, more loving, then you have done your job very good. Because then that child also will bring more joy and more peace and more beauty into the world. But look how many people have had problems with their mother. Huh? Look. How many primal groups you have to do? How much therapy? So I'm just saying things as they are. It's your choice. I will totally support you. It's beautiful. And if you can become a conscious mother who knows from the beginning that this child doesn't belong to me, it belongs to existence, and that you are conscious enough to keep meditation and keeping in touch with yourself, and that you are in a relationship that also somebody who have an understanding, and hopefully he will come here sooner or later, so he becomes a little more in tune. Otherwise, good luck. And never to fight and get angry in front of the child. Be aware of your own energy. It is a big responsibility. And most people are not responsible. They're not responsible for themselves. How can they be responsible for a child? So, if we have become a mature human being and you know all this, then maybe. But it's a gamble. You don't know if Jesus or Hitler will come. 50-50. But of course, I don't. You have very little chance for Hitler in my people, that's for sure. Because you have touched something. So most probably it will be more Jesus, which is what the world needs. I don't know. But this is why my master, Osho, he gave all the women Ma Nandika. So I was also thinking, should I have this Ma with? No, it's enough. But you should know the meaning, what he meant with it, was that every woman is a mother in her heart. It doesn't matter if she has a child. You can go into that motherhood without becoming a mother of a child. Because you have that. The qualities of the mother is love, caring, compassion, understanding. And all these qualities you need to give to yourself first. You have to come back to yourself. And when your own being has bloomed, you can become a mother to anybody. Anybody. You can become a mother to your own husband, your cat, the tree, the whole world. That's the mother. It's caring, it's loving. But of course, the physical body has this, and some bodies has it stronger than other. Many women, they are not interested. No, I never thought about it, and I will never think about it. Many have told me this. So it's all different. I'm just sharing how it is. And don't feel embarrassed. This, what is more human than that? And all these basic things, very few mothers know, because you have a dream and you put some desire into how it should be. And that breastfeeding, it doesn't go on for that long. You cannot sit for the next 20 years to breastfeed. It's impossible. So if you see things as they are, and doing out of a more conscious side of yourself, then it can be very beautiful, very good. and not to be possessive and not tell. And I mean, to have a child and to give it freedom, it takes a lot of understanding for a mother or for a father. I mean, who knows about the father? That's another thing. In these days, is all the chance that the man will leave. Is all a gamble. If you realize all these things, see things as they are, and you still are responsible and have that love and understanding, is great. I have many people who went through that, and then it takes 5 years, 7 years before they come back to satsang. Because it's a big responsibility, no? The biggest. Only one maybe is more big, and that is yourself. That's the next level, to give birth to yourself, to give love to yourself. Something in me really wanted to share this with you. So I will send it anyway. Yes. Beloved Master, this retreat has been so precious in so many ways. Thank you for everything. I love you very much. With much love, at your feet, Nandika. I love you too. And if you get a baby, I will love that too. Don't worry about me. I just love. But I just say things as they are. And maybe we need some rascals, because now this the few rascals, now they are getting big now. The next ones now. I don't know. Inshallah. I just hope that anybody who gets children, that those children doesn't become one of those that has to go to therapy because of the parents and the mother. Which I don't think any mother thinks about when she gets pregnant. Then it's like, oh, hurdy-durdy. It takes awareness. With awareness, everything is beautiful, no? Beloved Swar, thank you for taking care of me, my being, my heart, my body and soul. You are the sun that melts the eyes of my heart to feel confidence, intimacy, vulnerability and love. During a silent sitting, I had the experience so deep. I had awareness of the bridge between our hearts, clearly. My mind got surprised, realized that it's not part of this at all. It is fully ignorant and superficial on matters of the soul. Suddenly, it became so humble and conformed. This experience was so significant for me that I wanted to share it with you, beloved Babaji. Gratitude from the depth of my being, love, Gazi. Very good, Gazi. I'm happy you are here. What is important in this life has nothing to do with the mind. And you have never seen it that so clearly as now. It opens up a totally new dimension of love, of intimacy, of playfulness. Like you say, the mind got surprised. And the mind itself realizes it's not part of this. No, the mind itself is an outsider. And when you think you are the mind, you are an outsider. The mind is not invited to this divine play. It's the dance of the heart, of the soul. And the soul, by nature, is ecstatic, is silent, is loving. But the ego is suffering. The mind, the identification with the body, the mind, is suffering. Realizing who you are, which is a free soul, you get happy. That was the glimpse. And the outcome of this, suddenly it became so humble and conformed. Take care of that, Gassi. It can transform you. Where's the rain today? It's been so much rain, I'm almost missing it. We better be silent.
I want to say it one more time. I wanna say loud and clear, body's gone, but he's still here. I see him in the morning sun, I see him in the rising moon, and the fragrance of a rose in full bloom. Totally wild and absolutely free. He is totally wild and absolutely free. Before I tell my story, before I sing my song, better you know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the world of Osho. It's a meeting place of friends. I'm coming where the heartbeat never ends. That's the way he said it would be. We are totally wild, absolutely free. We are totally wild, absolutely free. Say it one more time. I want to say it loud and clear.
body's gone, but he's still here. It's more than flesh and blood, it's beyond the body and mind. Take a look inside and I find that's the way he said it would be. Totally wild and absolutely free. He is totally wild and absolutely free. You are totally wild and absolutely free. We are totally wild, absolutely free. I am totally wild, absolutely free.
Tosyan, happy now, huh? Happy? Yes, well, at the end of the last satsang, I cried so much and so deeply because I saw myself. Oh, I really am. I opened my eyes only a few days before, but I didn't want to write to you straight away. I had to be sure of what I had seen, and it was a real shock. It is a shock, Malini, to see when you have been blind, no? It's terrible to admit that I don't like myself and that the defects that always bothered me are none other than the mirror of mine. Yes. That's what I mean when I say take responsibility. We have to look at ourselves. But that nobody can before this happens. When it happens, it happens. And up to that moment, everything is outside. We have always something to point fingers to. Somebody else is the reason. And it is a shock. And I'm so happy that you receive my shocks. Thank you, Swaha, for all those mirrors that you placed for me. I'm sure they were also in previous retreats, but I never seen them before. I was blind and absorbed in myself, authoritative and possessive. Yes. We can only see it when we are out of it. Then everything becomes much more clear. And this has to be your own experience, because as many people, everybody in a way has to go through that, and nobody knows how long it takes. Nobody knows before you can see again. When you see, then you see. This is the meaning of Jesus when they say he was healing the blind, giving the eyesight back. This is what happened. And it's shocking. But when you see, you will always be grateful. My God, I can see. And what a different world. And what a different person. Now I can understand many things also about Assisi. you gave me such a big opportunity to work for you, and not only with flowers. Yes. I give everybody opportunities, but if you are blind, you cannot see. And for me, it's like everybody has eyes. I think everybody can see. And many times I'm surprised, no, you have eyes, but you don't see. When you see, then it's much more nice, no? It was the right moment to see inside me, but at that time I didn't understand anything. I was totally absorbed in my work, trying to make something special for you. But now something has changed. Please, my dear Swara, I don't want to be like that anymore. There is no chance for that if you see. But this happens all the time around me. I know you also understand that people, you need little time, no? And in Assisi, it was just a little taste. It should be much longer for people to understand anything. A lot happened for people, of course. But it takes time to integrate and realize that this you can see. Not only use my glasses, but you can see. Please, I need your help to make something impossible possible. Yes, already we made something impossible possible. No, you're smiling now. You like yourself now. Yes, that's the miracle. When you come to the heart, of course, you love the heart, no? Everything changed, no? That is what the whole world has forgotten about. Inner beauty, no? Inner peace, presence, that they have forgotten. Everything is outside. My love is always expanding for you. Yes. No, should we go back to Assisi and try again now? No, you have to take good care, okay, Malin? Stay in touch. Because it's very fragile, and that I always remind you all, especially before the retreat is finished, because so much has opened up that many times you are not aware of it before you go out again. Because you had changed a lot, but out there everything is the same. So you have to take care of it, you have to embrace it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to become strong in it. So it becomes part of you. Otherwise, it's very easy that you fall into the old pattern of sleepiness, of blindness. Stay connected. Jesus says, I have come to cast fire upon the earth. And how I wish that it was already kindled. But I have a mission, I have baptism to undergo. And how distressed I am until it is all accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on the earth? You cannot grant peace just by blessing people. They have to transform. That's what he means. I have come to cast fire upon the earth. I have to shake you up. Any mystic, any real master would say that. That is my work. That is the compassion of Jesus, to shake you up, to cast fire upon the earth. But how I wish it was already kindled. How I wish I didn't need to do it. How I wish it would be already peace, that it wasn't necessary. How I wish that everybody was awake, that everybody could see. And Buddha says, the master endures. The master endures insults and ill treatment without reacting, for his spirit is an army. And not only an army, but an army of gods, of truth, of love. But every master has to endure insults and ill treatment without reacting, for his spirit is an army. He is protected by something higher, something more real. It doesn't matter if they crucify him. He's never angry, and he keeps his promises, and he never strays. He's determined. This body is my last, he says. For he has reached the end of sorrow and has laid down his burden. He has no more burden. What does he have to fear? He's untouchable. There is no more sorrow. And that's the only thing the Master, the Buddhas want to share. The end of sorrow is possible. But the art of disciplehood and surrender is not known in this world. It is a very hidden, esoteric secret that only the disciple can know about. Osho says, surrender means to be yielding, to allow it to happen, to trust the master. It means to be receptive, to be unguarded, to be vulnerable, open. If you are so lucky to come in contact with the Buddha, with the master, yield to him. Don't resist. Because you are resisting yourself. You are fighting against yourself. And this is what nobody sees when you are engrossed in your ego, because you're feeling separated. You can even fight the Buddha. You are fighting against yourself. If you resist the master, you are not allowing him to work. And you need this work desperately. You are not helping him to help you. You are creating problems, unnecessary anxiety, unnecessary barriers, unnecessary pain, unnecessary conflicts. You already have too much nonsense in your life. Don't create more barriers. The master will have to do much. He has to do much work on you, as you are, even if you have surrendered. If you are non-surrendering, you are creating very much troubles, unnecessary troubles, and it will become impossible to help you. You will miss. You are working against yourself. A disciple means one who has centered himself, is humble, receptive, open, ready, alert, waiting, prayerful. In all the systems, the master is very, very important, absolutely important, because only when you are in close proximity to a being who is centered, who has awakened, your own centering, your own awakening can happen. That is the meaning of satsang. You have heard the word satsang. It is totally wrongly used. Satsang means in close proximity of the truth. It means near the truth. It means coming closer, melting with the Master, who has already become one with the truth. Just being near him, open, receptive, and waiting. If your waiting has become very, very deep, intense, a deep communion will happen. Awakening will happen. Aung Shant. This is something no outsiders understand, because you have to have a heart, you have to have an open heart to understand it. No mind, no ego can receive this. The price to pay is to let go of your arrogance, your hardness, your fighting, your hurt, your projection. All that has to be left. And then it's available. So easy. So close. Closer than close. The Sufi says, to say anything against the Master, against truth, against the holy person, is worse than death, is worse than jumping out from a 7-story building, which is the highest they had in those days. The Master only hopes that people get aware what their own arrogance and conflict and projection does to yourself. It's always yourself that is hurting, that is in pain, that is in conflict. Otherwise, you couldn't have done it.
Thank you. attach me to your service.